Welcome back to the Kasman Center and joined here on the postgame show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, it was an exciting game, I think, if you were a fan, but for a coaching staff, I think you had a much different experience on the bench here today for your squad. But you pick up the 2 points after a nine-round shootout there. Your thoughts on your team's performance today?
The message we just gave our players now is we're 9 games into the season, and I asked the players, what's our identity as a team? Like, what are we known for? So the first thing is speed. Okay, well, do we use our speed on a consistent basis? No, we're very selective. Are we a physical team? No, because we don't have a lot of hits. We're supposed to be a skill team, but yet our power play is, I can't even call it anemic anymore. So the issue now we have as a coaching staff is, okay, well, what are we as a team? When another team looks at Fort McMurray, like, okay, what do they bring to the table? And I just think that we're a little bit too selective in when we want to work hard, when we want to skate. We need pucks on the stick. We don't want to go after. We don't bang and crash. So now the issue is we got to go back and look at all of the, you know, the game tapes and all that and see, okay, like, where are we at? And it's becoming frustrating because what usually happens with with players, especially at this level, is it's a sliding scale. The more skilled you think you are, the less hard you think you have to work. And that's why players are at this level, not at either the Western Hockey League level or the NCAA level or wherever, because skilled guys should be your hardest working guys. And we don't have that right now. So it's a little frustrating because, again, I thought that it was a lackluster performance. You can use every excuse you want. It's our third game in 4 days. I mean, that, fatigue is a state of mind, we always say. And there's no reason for our players, you know, to be tired. I felt that we could have maybe given a better effort all around. And thank goodness for Mr. Kerr, because he was by far the best player on the ice today.
Coach, certainly the boys did look like they were looking for some sort of inspiration. They just weren't able to find it here this afternoon. But except for your goaltender. I mean, how I love that saying, good goaltending is not important unless you don't have good goaltending.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Certainly the Barons look like a team this year that has good goaltending.
We give away the puck so many times, and it's our veteran guys. Like, I just don't understand it. I don't know how many times we pull pucks to the backhand to get them out. Like, I told Pete in the first period, we better get 12 fishing nets, because the only way that we're ever going to get a pass is either off the glass or that, because it's flipped up in the air. Like, it's hard to establish any type of speed or any type of attack when you're continually chasing the puck, and that's all we did today. We chased the game the entire time, and that's frustrating because I thought we had a skilled group where we could move the puck, move your feet, you're going to create lanes, but, you know, when you're selectively doing that, you know, we'll have efforts like this, and I told the players, I mean, we had 12, by our count, we had 12 hits on Friday night against Spruce Grove. We had 11 hits Saturday night. After the first period today, we had 3 hits. We can't play like that in the North Division in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. You can't. His teams are eventually just going to pound the bejesus out of you, and it's not going to be fun. So, I mean, I think it's great. What are we now? I don't even know our record, to be honest. 7-1-1?
7-1-1.
7-1-1. And everybody thinks, oh, it's great. It's not great, because there's no way. This is the second time in 3 games that we gave up a lead going into the third period. We had a veteran guy that didn't skate for the puck and passed it back to nobody. There was not that it was a bad pass, but nobody was there. I mean, that's what's kind of, you know, it's frustrating, and it leaves you as a coach, you know, scratching your head. And you know, you want the best for your players, and you try and create environments where they can succeed. But at the end of the day, the onus is on the players to perform. And in order to perform, you have to at least be willing to give an effort. And we're very selective in that right now.
Tom, Bruce mentions Chris there. He makes 6 saves in overtime, 8 in the shootout. The only one that beats him, it was a heck of a move from Derek Brown there. But what do you see from Chris that made him so, or makes him such an effective goaltender, especially in the shootout? It's tough when you're a goaltender in a shootout like that.
Well, it is. And I think even the other thing that works against Chris is obviously size. He's not 6'2" or 6'3". He doesn't cover the entire net like some goalies do. So he has to rely not only on, you know, on the technical aspect of the game, but just his reflexes. I mean, when you notice there's you know, I think there was once in the third period where the rebound sort of got away from him and they whiffed on the rebound. But, you know, he controls his rebound. And, you know, we call it a Hoover vacuum. I mean, it hits him and it stays right there. And he's either able to freeze it for a whistle or, you know, play it to one of our defensemen. But, I mean, just technically, he's very, very, very sound. And you know, he's a hardworking kid. He's a great kid. You know, and again, I mean, the strength of our team, I think, should be from the back end out. And with Sud's there, when you can throw Chris in these instances and still get 2 points, I think speaks volumes for, you know, for the tandem that we have this year.
Coach, number 8 on the back end, Ryan Connery, reminds me of a young Brock Mashmar, the way he's able to move the puck. He plays tough. How inspirational.
He hammered that kid in the second period.
Oh, boy, did he ever. How inspirational of a game was he able to bring for you?
You know, I just walked by their parents here coming up, you know, for this interview, and I said, your kids were the two best players that we had. I thought Ryan Conroy and Chris Kerr were outstanding. And, I mean, Ryan's going to eventually get it, which is scary because, you know, you look at him now and he's fairly composed. He likes to rush the puck. I don't know how many times he ended up, you know, almost to a fault. His defensive partner just keeps yelling, wheel, 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 because he knows he's going to, you know, take the puck and skate with it. Once he understands, you know, if I move it and I can jump into the rush and I can create more offense that way, it's going to be scary. But, you know, you nailed it right on the head. The comparisons to Brock Mashmeyer are you know, kind of eerie. He's the same build. He's Ronnie's probably a little bit tougher than what Brock was, but I don't think Brock ever lost a one-on-one battle. Brock was so smart in just his positioning and with his stick and that. And we're hoping that Ronnie eventually gets there. But, I mean, he's a great kid. He's very focused, both away from the rink, on the ice. You know, just he's the consummate professional, and he's only 16 years old. So we're very lucky to have him on our team.
I talked to Ryan before the game, Tom, and I asked him, as a 16-year-old, do you ever play with fear? Because sometimes you see rookies, especially young kids, come in and they look scared at times out on the ice. And he said, you can't in this league, otherwise you will get burned. And you see that there. We saw him, we dropped the gloves in preseason. He wasn't afraid there. And you mentioned he throws some huge hits out there for a kid that's only 5'8".
We tell our players that it's very tough to skate with poop running down your leg. He has no problem skating, so it tells you there's no poop running down his leg.
Coach, I have to mention it, the power play where, again, I know you opened up with it.
I wanted to take a too many men on the ice penalty. Our guys were saying, well, that's a penalty. I said, why the heck do we want a power play? It's embarrassing on what we're doing.
Yeah,
you know, we've got 5 different guys on 5-8, and we've tried to run very simple plays, but we just don't do it. And we turn pucks over, you know, in that area in between the ringette line and the blue line. I don't know, and we work on it, and we're going to have to work on it a lot more because, you know, the difference when it comes playoff times is your specialty teams. I love our penalty killing. It's been really solid here since the start of the year. But our power play, for the so-called amount of skill guys that we have, there's no way that we should only have 3 power play goals. And you know what? What it does is really now specialty teams, you know, our momentum swings either for you or they're going to zap momentum away. And right for us right now, our power play is killing any momentum that we have.
Tom, you got a busy week still ahead of you. We're going to head down to the Calgary area, and you'll take on a Canmore team, a very good Okotoks team, and what looks to be a much improved Olds Grizzlies team. What are you expecting, and what are you hoping to see from your squad here as we head down south?
Well, first of all, we're just trying to get better efforts. You know, we like the road because it's an opportunity for us to do some team building and some bonding and that, and we do spend a lot of time. But for us, I think, you know, each one of those teams is going to present a different challenge every night. You know, I mean, the Canmore team is a hard-working team, and structurally they're very good. Okotoks is without question the class of the AJHL this year. I mean, they're, what, 9-0, play extremely hard, play fast. You know, and then Olds is a team that you know, is rebounding from maybe a little bit of a blip last year. So each different team will present challenges for us, but I think most importantly for us, we're not necessarily concerned about what they offer. We're just worried about what we can control. And the one thing we can't control is the effort that we put forward, our attention, the detail, and the results will take care of themselves.
Tom, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
again.
I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, hopefully. We had a great get-together yesterday here as an organization and that, and I know that a lot of people are celebrating Thanksgiving. So from myself, from family, and our organization, to all of our listeners and fans, we want to wish happy Thanksgiving. I know that we all have a lot to be thankful for this time of the year.
Thanks a lot, Tom, and congratulations on the win, and best of luck on the upcoming road trip.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.